I kind of like that. He's the head overall. He's given to the church as a head, which is his body, he being the head, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Can you believe that? That the men and women of God are the fullness of Christ? That's too high for me. Honestly, to say like that he puts such a high value on us. I mean, he shed his own blood. He puts such a high value on those whom he chose, those whom he foreordained, those whom he predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, whom he chose to get the adoption of children, you know, to obtain the inheritance being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things. Wow. He looks at us and says, this is my fullness. So he also calls the church his bride. You know what I mean? Because I know more than anybody, it's like, to a man, his wife is so much the fullness of him. You know, it's like it comes apart. I don't define myself outside of that. It says the two shall become one. You know, as I think of myself, not as like this lone wolf, but I'm like this man with this wife and these children. But the children will grow up, but the wife remains. The wife remains. Amen.